Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows. Bye.
I wanted to bring this up yesterday. I forgot about it. So we're walking in the office here past Dave Holmes' desk.
Yeah.
Dave Holmes, 10 TV sports anchor. And he has a black towel draped over his like little plexiglass divider by his desk. And I thought it was because he didn't want anybody to make eye contact with him and he was the delicate genius. But he informed me that that towel is there because he took a shower and he wanted to air out the towel. And I looked at him with sheer confusion. He took a shower. He took a shower at home? He said, no, we have a shower on the other end of the building. We have been working here for how long in this building?
Oh, we've been here now
over a year.
Yeah, it was last summer.
We had no idea that the television facilities had a shower. No idea.
I mean, it does make sense given that people who have to go on TV, you know, they might have, maybe you were out in the field covering some breaking weather situation where it's pouring down rain, and then you come in here and they've got to then jump on the news desk or do something
else.
All right,
I'm just saying, I had no idea there was a shower, and I made like a little joke where maybe I'll go over and use your shower, ha ha. And then Adam King had to pipe up, because of course he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, well, the shower's for television people. And I said, oh, well, you television people have no problem coming over here and taking dumps in our toilets on the radio side of the building. So if you're going to dump over here, why can't I cleanse myself over there?
I agree. I think it should be fair play.
I have no desire to shower here. But now that I've been told I can't, I'm gonna.
Yeah. I'm bringing a shower caddy. I'm getting all the soaps.
I'll tell you, some
conditioner.
Triple H likes to Twitch and TikTok and all that. You can TikTok me having a shower over there. You can pixelate whatever the hell you want to pixelate. I'm going to go over there and lather up.
TikTok will not allow that. They will ban his account, I'm quite sure, if he shows you in the shower.
Pixelate me.
No, it doesn't matter. TikTok doesn't play that game. They do not let that go.
Remember back in the day, Derek Dooley taught his team how to shower.
Yes.
There's quite a few people working in this building that I think could use some tips. Maybe I'll go in there and show them how it's done.
Just the tips.
Smelly people.
Tips about showering. Now, I will say that I contribute to this little battle of the bathrooms myself. There is a, because really, you know, they pit the TV and radio people against each other. Who's doing that? You know who's doing that. They're all upstairs. All the suits, right? The suits that we never get to talk to, they're the ones up there pitting us against each other. So you know what I do? I go up where they are, and I do all my number twos up there.
Yeah, the suits have their own bathroom up there. Yeah. So you go up there and
I go up there and funkify their bathroom. I call that an upper decker.
Yeah.
And even though I don't need to, I do leave it. There's not even a tank, but I still do an upper decker in the upper decker. That's what I do.
I don't know what it is about public toilets. I do my best not to explode in them, but if I have to, like it just can't be avoided.
Right.
Like I go every day at home. I'm a fairly regular guy. Same time every single day. I use a reasonable amount of toilet paper.
Your intestines have learned not to mess with you. They just are like, yes, sir, we will do it. When did you say? 7 a.m.? Got it.
But whenever I have to go in a public setting, it's like, no, for some reason, you must use the entire roll. Like, I cannot get clean in public settings. Is it the ply of the toilet paper?
Might be the ply.
Or do my insides know you're not on your home base? I'm going to make this extra smeary, like trying to get peanut butter out of shag carpeting.
You have a way with words. Has anybody ever told you that? You really ought to be a poet.
Well, when I say that, you can visualize my problem. Can't you?
Why does all of Columbus need to visualize that? We got it when you said, like, it's a little more than usual. Got it. Understood. Maybe you get nervous.
Maybe
the chemical regulations down there are like, something's bad.
The flusher is like a jet engine, and I still find a way to clog it because I'm using so much toilet paper.
Do you have a, I should know your answer on this. You don't do the bidet thing, right?
No. Reeser does.
I know Reeser does. Are you anti-bidet?
I'm
or
not
just,
anti-bidet. I've just never.
Yeah, you've never been in a situation.
I mean, I feel like it would be too messy, too wet. I don't like wet and wild.
Right.
I know you can dry it off, but. I don't know. I'm not closed-minded to a bidet.
Here's the thing. I feel like the only way to properly try out a bidet is to go to like a public bathroom where there would be one.
No, that's gross.
But then that would gross me out.
Yeah, somebody else using that bidet?
No, but it's just shooting water. It's not like you're sticking anything.
No,
but
there's still pellets of things that flow into
the filter. I got it. But I don't want, on the other side of that, I don't want to pony up the cash to get a bidet installed and then find out, oh, I don't like this.
Right, exactly right.
Right, so what is a man to do?
I know, I don't know.
Is there a private bidet service where you will install one, I try it out, and then you
go outside,
throw the toilet in the landfill?
Use the garden hose and see how that works.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry, the other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills, or whatever the generic is called now, for almost 20 years.
It's called Amateurpecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson. I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt
on it.
Like, no, I'm not going to do
you
that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No.
You can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you...
Yeah, but don't you just stop
it
now.
What am I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just...
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have, like, shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you got to do it every day.
Yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like, I have the stubble going, and sometimes it gets a little longer, then I have to shave it back down. But the cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying...
I think
you're
people
saying
would get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something
right.
like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Well, it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
Like every other fat soccer-loving guy.
Good.
Right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate, so good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.